Private arbitration. Let's look at problem 1-1515. So, private arbitration employs an arbiter, someone who makes a decision like a judge, but only in private setting, or a panel of arbiters, three or more, to resolve the dispute. In problem 1-5, it introduces the mandatory arbitration provisions that you may see in a contract. And one of the many boilerplate terms that appears in reprinted contract, look at your telephone bill when you first sign up for, look at your light bill, your car note, you'll see it most likely has a dispute resolution clause where it'll call for mediation or arbitration, and most likely it will call for arbitration. Here, Alice must arbitrate rather than litigate, unless the clause is not mandatory. The provision is unenforceable. Example, if the provision is unconscionable, something so egregious where it's beyond reasonable that the person will have to arbitrate regardless, that's called unconscionable. Or violates a consumer protection statute, or the state legislature prohibits such provision, which is pretty unlikely. If Alice refuses to arbitrate, she forgoes her claim. Alice cannot unilaterally select another method of dispute resolution. She might, for example, convince Aquamarine to negotiate rather than arbitrate. If the negotiations are unsuccessful, then the dispute will be arbitrated. Another method such as mediation might have been better for Alice because she will be at a disadvantage in arbitration. So she will probably be a first-time user of arbitration, while Aquamarine may have frequent use and may have arbitrated a few more times. Plus, they may have lawyers on the panel. In mediation, Alice might be able to work out a compromise that would get her what she needs and reduce the cost to Aquamarine. Mediation would also give Alice control over the outcome, whereas with arbitration, she faces a win or lose outcome. Negotiation or mediation may also have been better for Aquamarine. Arbitration will run up the cost for resolving this dispute and will create ill will with the customer. Aquamarine also faces win-lose outcome in arbitration. Let's look, for instance, at problem 1-16. Problem 1-16 is a follow-up for problem 1-5. In 1.5 involves a pre-dispute arbitration provision. However, in 1.6 involves post-dispute arbitration. Here, Alice now has the choice to whether to arbitrate or to seek a form of alternative of dispute resolution.